Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys head baseball coach, Darren Tisdale. And Darren, as always, we appreciate your time. Kind of a strange week, a lot of rain in there. Game got shortened the first part of the week. And just how the kids adapted to kind of the strange, wacky schedule.
Yes, we had to rearrange some things. We had a Appella JV game that we got played, and then we got rained out on the varsity, so we had to come back the next night last week, and then this week we had to schedule a Indianola JV varsity, flip the varsity the first game, then we only ended up getting five innings in that game, so we were pretty competitive there, and wish we would have got those last two innings in because we were in that game, potential to win it. And then yesterday, we've talked about having very few practices, and of course, the day we have a practice, we get about three quarters of a practice in, and then we gotta, cancel the rest of practice. So it's just how it goes with the weather in Iowa. So
yeah, definitely. Well, the team looks like I've kind of looked at the stats a little bit, and definitely an improvement, especially on the defensive side, cutting down on the errors that you had earlier in the season. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's again, without the practices, it's pretty much pregame where we get our footwork and the throwing work in. So when you get in a long stretch of games, it gets tough. If you have a lot of weaknesses and flaws in your technique, then you don't get a lot of chance to rep that technique and change a little bit. So again, yesterday we were hoping we did get some of that accomplished yesterday. The pitching and the defense, it's a combination of you got to have, few walks and few errors in our conference to compete night in, night out. So, we just keep working with kids on that footwork and technique to reduce those errors. That's, a critical part, especially running into our districts here coming up. You can't make errors in districts games to win.
The season winds down. We found out about the bracket you're in for districts, and Clear Creek Amana is going to be first up for you. Know much about them at all?
I just skimmed through their schedule the other day. They do play a handful of 4A competition, and then similar to us, a 3A level of competition scattered throughout their schedule as well. But looking at their schedule and our schedule, I'd give our schedule a little bit more strength compared to theirs. So although our record doesn't, it falls short of their wins for sure. I think our conference this year had really good pitching. We played Dallas Center, Norwalk, and Indianola's 4A's three times each. So you got a lot of experience against quality pitching. And if you go through and look at early this week, I believe I went and looked at the conference just pitching ERAs, and I think there's four teams in our conference that are sitting in a low 2.0s or 2 point something in ERAs. So you can, from that statistic, you can see that we've been dominated by some of that pitching throughout the year, and it's not just us. Each team's going out there and dominating each other on the mound and really shutting down the bats night out, night in, night out. So looking at that, that makes me aware that we are, it's just, our bats are a little weak, but we can build off that, and the idea that we've faced good pitching. So our kids probably going in this Clear Creek game are going to see a pitcher that, they've seen in terms of quality multiple times this year. So okay, it's just a matter of if we can get those hits to fall in. And obviously, like we talked about earlier, do a good job pitching, reduce walks and reduce errors. And then we can hang in there. I think we got a chance to beat Clear Creek that evening. I know our strikeouts as hitters has gone way down probably the last 2 weeks, and that was something we were going to work on from a point there earlier in the season where we were hitting 10 to 15 strikeouts a game. I think we're now into like the five to seven range, which is pretty normal for a high school hitting team. Your better hitting teams will obviously have probably 0 to 5 strikeouts a game, but I can tell you this, we struck out one of the best hitters, one of the top prospects in the nation. We struck him out two times the other night at Dallas Center Grimes. So it is what it is. You're going to strike out in baseball. You just hope to reduce those, put the ball in play more, make the defense make plays.
Unfortunately, going forward, you're going to be dealing without one of your leaders, Skyler Millheiser. He's now done for the season, right?
Yeah, that's Skyler's on his way to healing and recovery from his elbow injury, so that's good for him. Unfortunately for us, he was in the lineup and switched, you know, as you may know, moved over to the left side and hitting, and was hitting 526 from the left side over amazing. About six or seven games, I think, with no strikeouts. So putting the ball in play, and with his speed, he was beating out, you know, slow rollers on the infield, two or three hoppers, and hitting a line drive here or there, and had a couple doubles and a triple, I know, so... Yeah, that's again, we're gonna miss Skyler in the lineup, but good for him for getting to move on to getting that elbow recovered and healed, because he's got a college career coming up and that's what he needs to do.
Definitely. And Cade Bauer, you know, he's kind of stepped up as a leader role, mm-hmm. and Creighton Andrews trying to kind mm-hmm. of fill that void as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cade and Creighton are very competitive and more vocal than I thought they'd be with our team. So. That's nice to see both of them, you know, compete well on the mound. And we need those guys coming down the stretch here, especially in the district play. You got to have seniors that are playing at the best they can play at that time. And then hopefully they can be a little more relaxed than our underclassmen in those pressure situations in district games and help us pull through.
Now, when district games, you know, when the district game out on the horizon here, do you want to kind of keep the players in their same order in the batting or mm-hmm. same position so they get kind of comfortable, or mm-hmm. or are you still tweaking things around a little bit?
Yeah, I think right now we fell into a pretty consistent lineup that we'll use for the remainder of the year. We have a few guys still in spots that'll rotate, a couple guys in spots that'll rotate in terms of positions and playing or not playing in games, but I think we've kind of settled in a lineup as you want to do towards the end of the year, especially being a first-year coach with the kids, not sure what their abilities were, you know, going from practice to game. Sometimes that changes. And then seeing them in different types of game situations where it's a close game, a blowout, or facing a weak pitcher versus good pitchers and good hitters versus weak hitters. So you got to, you know, put kids in different situations. And so you manipulate that lineup quite a bit like we did this year and moved guys around in the lineup and positions on the field to see what they can do. And so, yeah, so through that, you know, I don't want to call it kind of experimentation, what you have to do in the game of baseball. It works itself out, and you can kind of come up with your lineup here at the end of the year like we've done.
Now, you mentioned first year here at Newton. You've got plenty of coaching experience before,
yeah,
right?
Right.
In case someone just hearing you for the first time.
I've coached, you know, in college. I helped coach the freshman program here in Newton. And I've always lived in Newton. So I've worked with, instruction with kids, you know, throughout many years. And I've coached, you know, middle school football, sophomore football, actually, 20 years ago. Then I coached varsity baseball about 13 years ago as a co-head coach. 2 years before that, I was a freshman coach as well. And then prior to this year, I was freshman head coach again. So, yeah, coaching's always been interesting to me. My dad's been a coach for 50 years, and he lives and breathes baseball now since he retired 360 days a year. So we discuss information and, you know, how to coach and what to do as a coach, and we see what other coaches do when we go out and observe games. So he and I talk baseball and coaching, I mean, every day for at least the last probably 10 to 15 years, it seems like.
One final question here. How's the attitude of the team? They still concentrate, focused, and mm-hmm. putting in the hard work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are. You know, that was one thing I knew when we started to struggle. You got to keep that focus and, you know, the desire and determination, you got to speak to that with the kids. So we've really worked hard on speaking up to the idea of, hey, every day is a chance to get better, and you're getting better. The scores aren't indicating that, but I see the improvements. I know I've talked to people that have come to our games that came early and now later in the season, and they can see the changes and taking effect and some things that are improving that we have been wanting to do all season. So, again, we have a couple weeks here left. I mean, probably one-fifth of the season, so it's not like you just kind of let things be as they are. You got to keep working day in, day out, especially with as many, you know, weaknesses and flaws we had coming into our season and young players. So they have an opportunity to grow quite a bit compared to some other teams maybe who's already reached their potential and peak in a lot of their players' ability, where we haven't yet. Our kids have a lot of growth to go here, especially our sophomores, juniors coming up the next 2 years. So our seniors even this year can add some growth to their abilities here. And then, you know, 2 weeks from now, then we see what happens there against Clear Creek.
Definitely. Well, hey, just keep plugging away. One step at a time, improving. So appreciate your time again today, and best of luck.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
Darren Tisdale, head Newton baseball coach, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.